Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Jay Hanselman. Wednesday is the filing deadline for Ohio's 2020 primary, which is March 17th. And there's still some uncertainty about who will be running for seats on the Hamilton County Commission. Joining me to discuss that issue is WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Morning, Jay.
Dan Hills, who's the president of the Cincinnati FOP, was the Hamilton County Republican Party's candidate for the Democratic County Commission seat held by Denise Driehaus until he abruptly quit the race Tuesday, about a week after announcing his candidacy. So what's going on here?
That's a good question. You know, he was in and then he was out. I think that what happened was that there were people within the FOP who went to him and said, look, you can't do both of these jobs, be a president of the FOP and be a partisan political candidate. You know, you pick one or the other. And in the end, he chose to continue as president of the FOP. Now, I think the Republican Party was surprised by this because I think they had had some assurances that everything would be fine. Everything wasn't fine. So he is no longer a candidate, and the clock is running on the Republicans finding a new candidate.
So where does that leave the Republican Party? As we mentioned, the deadline is Wednesday to have somebody on the ballot.
They've got some people on the line about this that they have talked to or who have called and expressed interest in it. But these are all people who are, you know, not household names. One of them was a candidate for Anderson Township trustee earlier this year, Marcus Thompson. He's a possibility. Anderson Township trustee Joe Girth. There was a former state representative, Jonathan Devers, who lost his seat in a very, very close election in 2018. And all these people are not household names throughout the county, as Denise Driehaus is, but they're getting to the point where they're just going to have to put somebody up.
Would Hills have been a formidable candidate?
I don't know. I think he would have been probably a decent candidate, but I don't think he could have raised enough money to win in the county. He is a conservative Republican type, a big supporter of Donald Trump. This is not a good county for Donald Trump. And I don't think there's much of a chance that he would have beaten him. He might have given her a run for her money. But I don't see him as a candidate who could beat Denise Driehaus.
We talk about that race. There's a second county commission seat up in 2020. That's the seat that's now held by Democrat Todd Portoon. He's not running for re-election because of his battle with cancer. Where do we stand with that race?
Right now, you've got two very well-known Democrats running for in the March primary, both former state representatives, Alicia Reese, who was also the vice mayor of Cincinnati at one time, and Connie Pillage, who was a state representative out in the suburbs. And that is going to be a really tough primary, and it's going to be very divisive. But the two of them are going to be on the ballot, and somebody else could sneak into it too, but I think they're going to be the primary candidates.
We've heard some rumblings about Kelly Prather jumping in.
Right. But Kelly Prather has never been a big draw in terms of votes. You know,
but is it enough of a draw that it could take votes away from one or the other two?
Could be. You know, particularly maybe Reese, but I don't know.
What about this whole idea that Todd Portoon is going to step down at the end of this year, December 31st? The filing deadline, as we said, is next week. We assume at this point, since they haven't announced someone to take that seat, that perhaps they are going to take your advice in your column and wait till after the filing deadline and just appoint a caretaker until after the primary election.
And they could do that. They could put somebody in place, someone who would agree to step down after the primary, and the winner of the primary between Reese and Pillage would then be sworn in as a county commissioner and replace that placeholder person. But as of now, they don't have that placeholder.
Do you expect the party to endorse in the race?
Well, here's what I expect them to do. Every candidate who files is going to get a questionnaire from the party asking them their positions. They will have a process set up to interview all the candidates. whether or not the candidates could say, we're not going to participate in this process or we don't want an endorsement. But there will be a process in place.
WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. You can read his columns and Tales from the Trail at WVXU.org. Howard, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.